Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him, hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Well, hello again. This is Hal Coleman, Mr. Offline.
And Mike Stewart, Mr. Online.
Good to be back. Mikey, this is fun. I've been enjoying it and been getting some great comments from the content that we've been bringing to folks in the pest control industry and any home service industry. And what I want to talk about today is something that requires some explanation, I find, on marketing. You know, I was in a networking group. I talked about this with the guy the other day, and I was in a lot of networking groups when I owned my pest control business, and there would always be somebody in there who was in marketing or advertising, and when they stood up to give their little 30-second elevator speech, they would say, you know, we'll build you a brand. And at that time, I really thought, well, that's what everybody needs is a brand. I thought it's pretty good. But as I began to evolve into a marketer over the last 15 years, I realized nobody can build you a brand except you. Your brand is something that evolves. It evolves. When you go in business for yourself, you have no brand, no identity at all, and you begin to give it life, and your brand is simply a result, a byproduct of who you are and how you run your business and the quality of your product and services. So nobody can really build you a brand. That's something that is going to happen on its own, whether you like it or not. There's nothing you can do about it. Your brand is going to come alive, and it could be that you're an awesome, great person to do business with, and everybody talks good about you, or it could be that you're an absolute jerk and a ripoff artist and a scam artist, and you develop this awful brand. But the brand's going to happen. If you're in business, your brand is going to happen, and nobody can build it for you. Now, but there are two different types of, when people think of building a brand, they think of advertising and marketing. And there are really two different types of advertising and that is brand or institutional advertising versus direct response marketing and advertising. And that's where people get confused. And so what I want to do is try to clarify the difference between the two. To get a lot of customers from brand or institutional advertising like Coca-Cola or Goodyear, you've got to have a lot of money to spend and a long period of time to spend that money before you begin to see people begin to see you as a household word, in other words. Like you throw that Coca-Cola bottle logo up in front of somebody and that's just Coca-Cola, but how long has it taken them? Well, over 100 years to get there. And the small business person, like you folks listening, like me and like Mike, we don't have the money nor the time to use institutional or brand advertising to build our business. Now, I wish a lot of advertising people understood this, because they sell this type of advertising to the small little guys businesses and mom and pop businesses, and that, and the mom and pop businesses don't get any return on their investment, and they realize it didn't work, or it didn't work well at all. Versus direct response. Now, direct response marketing and advertising is designed to generate. We talked about in one of our earlier podcasts about response generators. It's designed to generate a specific response at a specific time. In other words, if I pay a dollar, if I spend a dollar on direct response advertising and marketing, I'm doing it because I'm expecting to get a dollar and 50 cents back by 12 o'clock tomorrow. It's very targeted and very specific. Now, here would be a good example, Mike, and then I'm going to shut up and turn this over to you. If you were at the, you know, we live in, I live in the Atlanta area here, and we got our new Braves stadium that that was built this year and opened up. And let's say there's a big Braves game going on in there, and it's a playoff game. Haven't been one of those in a while, has there? But anyway, let's say you're at the big ballpark, and there's a playoff game, and there's 47,000 people in there in that stadium. And all throughout the game, if you look up, you're probably going to see a blimp up there over that stadium. And what do you think that blimp might say on it, Mikey?
Well, it's not going to say Firestone. It's going to say Goodyear.
It could say Goodyear. Okay, there's Goodyear. So you look up and you see this Goodyear blimp. Every time you look up, there's the Goodyear blimp. Now, if there's 47,000 people in the stadium, Mikey, how many cars do you think might be parked in the parking lot?
Just take a guess. Well, at least half that many if two people came together. So.
Okay, so let's say there's 15 to 20,000 cars parked in the parking lot. How many of those 20,000 automobiles do you think probably need tires?
Probably a good 50% or more.
Okay, it's a half of them probably need a set of tires right now or getting there real quick. So there's the Goodyear blimp circling around, and you got 10,000 automobiles out in the parking lot that need a set of tires. So how many people from that brand advertise, just putting that name in front of people over and over and over and over again, Goodyear, 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 everywhere. So how many people are going to look over at their spouse and say, honey, I think I'm going to go out in the morning and buy a new set of tires? How many people do you think might, pick a number, Mike, how many do you think might do that?
Well, I think realistically a low number, but we'll be optimistic and say
no. I'm thinking it's a low number too. I'm wondering if anybody's going to.
I wouldn't be shocked if nobody did. But
so that's brand advertising. That's how it works. Now, sooner or later, the person's going to have a blowout, or they're going to see the, they're going to come to the decision that down the road that, well, today is the day I got to go buy tires because the steel belt is showing through and it's losing air and I'm going on a trip. So I got to get some tires. And so they go out and buy tires, and maybe they buy Goodyear because Goodyear's the first thing they think of, maybe. And they say, I'll just go check out the Goodyear store. So that's how that brand advertising works. You see it, see it, see it, see it, see it, see it until someday you need the product. And maybe you think of those people. Versus direct response marketing and advertising. So let's go with a direct response blimp, a Goodyear blimp. What if you looked up and you saw that blimp, and on the side of it, Goodyear was small. It didn't take up the whole side of the blimp. So there was room to write some more messaging. And there was a sign on the side of the blimp that said, buy two tires, get two free, any Goodyear store ends noon tomorrow. Buy two tires, get two free, any Goodyear store ends noon tomorrow. Now, they're looking at that blimp all throughout that game. Every time they look up, they see that message. How many people do you think may look over at their spouse and say, honey, I'm going out tomorrow morning and buy a set of tires?
Well, the reality is you've given people an offer of free. Free is a response trigger. and you've given them scarcity. You've given them a call to action. You've given them a reason to respond.
So do you think more people would buy it versus just seeing the thing that said Goodyear?
Absolutely, because
absolutely they would. People would go to that Goodyear store tomorrow to get that deal. See, direct response marketing and advertising really centers around two things, a deal and a deadline. Those are the two key elements of direct response marketing, a deal and a deadline. Here's what I've got, and here's what it's worth, but I'm going to give it to you for this price if you'll do it by noon tomorrow, or this sale ends Thursday. We all like to buy. Everybody likes to get deals and save money. And so direct response marketing, and it may not be just money. It may be, here again, go watch for a great example, the Home Shopping Network. You buy this food processor today, and if you order within the next 2 hours, you're going to get this set of steak knives to go with it. And you're going to get this also attachment that cuts things up in curlicues, and you're going to get this juicer attachment. You're going to get all this stuff if you do it now. So it's just creating an irresistible offer that people say, I just got to do this. This is too good of a deal. It's making them an offer they can't refuse. That's direct response marketing versus just showing them the thing and hoping someday they'll buy it. So I know that you could talk about this for hours, Mike, but we don't have hours. So just talk about it for a while here.
Well, you know, I lots of times in these podcasts, I refer to our mentor, Dan Kennedy. And Dan said something from the stage one time that always stuck with me. He said, if you are a small entrepreneurial business, he said, you do not have the money or time to be a brand. He said, you need to get people to respond with paying business. So you will become a brand when you get enough exposure to enough people. And you won't make money if you've got unhappy customers, and you will make money with lots of happy customers. And those happy customers will think of you and relate to you as a solution to their problem, and more importantly, a brand. So focusing on brand advertising in the beginning, or really as a small entrepreneur, and especially with pest control, as a pest control owner, you don't have the resources, money, or time to worry about brand advertising now. You need the phone to ring with business. And so that's why becoming a student of direct response marketing has been successful time and time again for business owners of all types. And, you know, and I got a couple of little things that you need to keep in mind when you do your direct response marketing. I was taught years ago, there's five reasons people spend money: to make money, to save money, to save time, to get closer to things they love or pleasure, and to escape pain. And in your message, you need to hit on at least one or more of those key points, and you will get the response that you want, the direct response that you want. And when you think about branding, just take Coca-Cola, for instance. Branding to me is more about products. Direct response marketing is about building relationships with your service or business or product and customers who have a need for that now. So Coca-Cola is a brand. If you think about it, it's sugar water. It's not even really healthy for you. And if you're diabetic, it's not a good idea to drink it. But when you think of sugar water, you don't think about unhealthy sugar water. You think about Coke is a brand of refreshment. You know, they try to come up with all kinds of associations of getting closer to pleasure when you drink a Coke.
Things go better with Coke.
Coke adds life. Coke is it. I mean, Those are not direct responses. Those are brand.
That's Coca-Cola, folks. That's what he means when he says Coke, Coca-Cola.
If you think about airline brands, anybody that has the money can go buy an airplane from Airbus or Lockheed or Boeing, but Delta and Southwest and United, those are brands of people that own these expensive devices to solve the problem of travel. I need to get from point A to point B. And so these brands basically paint their logos, which is part of branding, and they build relationships with customers. And why do people fly Southwest? Well, because they've let people know through advertising that they have a better way of doing it. You know, just recently, United got in a lot of trouble for dragging a customer down the aisle and throwing him off the plane.
Somebody told me Delta has a new slogan now that says, we beat other people's prices, not our customers.
Well, you see, now we're joking about brands. You got to remember what Dan said was, you don't need to worry about, you don't have the resources for branding. What you do have the resources is to build authority to where people trust you'll solve their problems, and that's done with direct marketing, direct response advertising. And in your direct response advertising, like we'll take Hal's comment on the side of the Goodyear blimp. You know, he said if you just look at the logo, everybody in America knows if they look at that logo, it means tires. That's branding. If you showed a caveman that logo, he wouldn't have a clue what it meant. You know, Goodyear was a man. I forget his first name. Firestone's first name was Harvey Firestone. But Goodyear was the last name of the man that built those tires. But now, the man is no longer the individual. It's a brand of tires. But when he put on there, buy two tires, get two free, that's a direct response. Oh, my gosh, I could save money. You remember I told you about the five reasons people spend money? Save money, save time, make money, get closer to pleasure, escape pain. Those are the five reasons.
There's a sixth one, too,
What's that?
They'll spend money on fish bait.
Okay. That's getting closer to pleasure. That's solving the problem of the fish ain't biting. You make money if you're a fisherman. I mean, see, I can tie it back to the five no matter what you say, Hal. So anyway,
I knew you could. I just wanted you to do that.
Okay, good. So the thing that I just want you to be aware of is when somebody tells you we're going to build you a brand, question it, maybe run like hell. Because what you need is you need to understand the power of direct response marketing. And those are the things Hal and I teach. Hal does it in the offline world. You know, what you put on your truck, what you put on your business card, what you put on your shirts, how your texts interact with your customers. You know, you want to hurt your brand? Have your texts make people mad in their homes by getting dirt on their carpet. I mean, the list goes on and on of things that you need to do that don't cost money. They cost effort, and they cost you doing the right thing, satisfying the needs that people have and solving their problems. And the last thing I want to leave you with is that, it escaped me. Hey, that shows you that we're live here, point. But like I said, I am not a fan of branding. I mean, people, products and things can become brands. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. There's a guy named Ralph Johnson. Hal, do you know who Ralph Johnson is?
No.
Do you conjure up any products or services when I say the name Ralph Johnson?
Maybe one.
What's
that? That kind of comes to mind. Was he part of Johnson & Johnson?
No, he had a brother named Howard.
Oh, I got you.
Now, what does Howard Johnson conjure in your mind?
One notch above camping.
Howard Johnson took an individual's name, could easily have been his brother, and by the way, I don't know if it was really his brother, I'm using this as an example, I'm sure Howard Johnson had a brother. But my point being is they used his name, and through advertising, repetition, and frequency, they turned a very common name into ice cream, hotels, overnight stays, restaurants, fast food. You see how it took advertising and frequency and millions of dollars and years of exposure to build a brand out of something that didn't exist. You don't need branding. You need to let people know, if you got a problem, I got the solution, and I prove it by you taking a response.
And another thing that to play off of that, Mike, we won't be here all day, but Motel 6 turned around and came on the scene and exploded overnight by saying, you get a good clean room for $26 and we'll leave the light on for you.
There you go.
Nothing fancy, nothing, just solving a problem for somebody. You need a clean room and the toilet that works and a light and at a great price, and here it is. And that's just direct response marketing.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, I got to get out of here.
All right, my friend. Till next time.
This is Hal Coleman, Mr. Offline.
Mike Stewart, Mr. Online.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.